The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple. On demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
It's been an interesting year so far, hasn't it? I don't know about you, but anybody listening who is in radio or is in writing, I don't know if you had this urge to this week to just give up and kind of feel it's all over. It's all sorted. America's problems are fixed. Of course, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, there's two potential new senators coming who are going to save America. You have Hulk Hogan down in Florida, who, you know, will tell you to take your vitamins and say your prayers and work hard, and will rip his shirt on the Senate floor and go and flex those muscles. And then, which would be very interesting, just for pay-per-view alone quality, the other person you have is Chelsea Manning or Bradley Manning running in Maryland. America's problems are sorted. Just, you know, on a serious note, if you want to solve your debt, just like make Senate pay-per-view viewing with Hulk Hogan in it and Chelsea Manning. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I'm trying to, you know, lighten the mood. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We have a jam-packed show for you today. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in and shared last week's show. Last week's show was obviously a very special one. It was just purely immigration. That was the only topic. When the time comes and issues come like that, I'm going to do more shows like that going forward, where it's just a special show where we can take our time, where we can break everything down. And I think immigration was one of those topics that it needed to be done on. And I didn't want to rush it and do it in different segments. Today, I want to talk to you about a free market principle. I want to talk to you about your economy. I want to talk to you about a founding principle. And I also want to talk to you about a question, which I'll share with you now to get you thinking. This will be in the last segment of the show. Name the place with the most ideas on earth. I can nearly guarantee you my answer will be different to yours potentially. But before we get started, I just want to have a quick chat with you one-to-one. And just have a conversation about this show and where it's going, and just talk to you about 2018, because I've been really excited for this year. And because I feel we're all family, this is not I'm not a host and you're listeners. I view us all as family. I see you all as family. I engage with you as family, even if you disagree with me. I believe I've always been honest and upfront with you, and I just want to share some goals of what I want to do and where this show is going, and sort of give you a sneak peek of what I have planned for 2018. One of the goals I have for 2018, been honest with you, is to serve more. I want to find a way to serve each and every one of you in a better way, and I want to serve the freedom movement more than I've ever served you before. I'm still hurting in a way because of my news last year. It's something that will never go away. It's always going to be in the back of my mind. It's always going to be, you know, there. It's never gone away. That pain, that hurt, rejection. But I refuse to let it define me and say, you've had this rejection, you've had this setback, you can't do anything. In 2018, with the advancement of technology, there is so much I can do, and I want to do it. So if there are ways I can serve you, please get in touch and let me know. But that is one of my goals for 2018 with this show. With this show, I also want to break down principles for you in the best way I possibly can. I'm doing research, I'm doing reading, to break the principles down in a very simplistic way so that you can listen to them, that you enjoy, that we have fun together on this show, but also that they're in such a simple term, down to its simplest core, that you can easily take them and then wrap your argument around them and then make them your arguments and then go share them. That is how I believe freedom wins. It isn't by me sharing me all the time. It's by me making the arguments, serving you, giving them to you in the best way I possibly can, then you taking them and making them your own. So I encourage everyone to, if you think any of my arguments are good, take them, make them your own, use your language, use them the way you'd say them, and then share them. That is how freedom wins, and that's ultimately how we all win. But I'm also going to focus in on some serials, some shows that are going to be specific for certain issues. So for the next several weeks, you're going to see a theme running through each show. There are going to be three segments of certain principles each and every show. There's going to be a free market principle each week. I'm going to break down one core free market principle that you need to understand. I'm going to break down your constitution and your founding documents, your Bill of Rights and your Declaration of Independence, a key principle each and every week. And also something I have been on a journey personally of. Ever since probably last September, I've been on a journey, my own, changing my own mindset. And one thing I've realized that is 90% of what we do, whether we fail or succeed, is mental. It's that little space above your head, in your head. How does your brain think? How is your brain wired? So one of the things I want to do is I want to break down a question or a principle or an idea and share it in a way to hopefully motivate you. Some of them might be apt for you. All of them might be apt for you. You might be a very positive person as it is. But just to get you thinking in a different way, I want to encourage you to chase your dreams. How we're going to do that? We're going to do the show every Saturday at noon. It's released in full. But like last year, we're releasing the short clips during the week. The reason for this is twofold. I'll be blunt with you. One is I understand how precious your time is. Shows like last week where they go an hour and 20 minutes. You have a busy life. You've got work. You've got family. You listen to a lot of other hosts. You know, it's hard work to listen to, especially a show like Immigration for an hour and 20 minutes. So we give you the option. You can listen in full or you can listen in the short clips and you can kind of break them down rather than, I know what it's like, and you listen to another show and you like listen to the first hour and then you go back the next day kind of going, where did I leave off? With the short clips, you can listen to one 15, 20 minutes worth, then come back and listen to another short clip. But the other reason we do it is hopefully you will share them. If you, let's say this week, when I talk about a free market economic principle, the economy, you like it, but you don't want to share all the show with other people. You just want to share that specific thing because you have a friend or a family member who really needs to listen to it. Share that only. Share the short clip. Not to get me listens, not to get me anything, but just to so they can see another way, another side of the argument. Lastly, I will ask you, because one of my goals, as I said earlier on, was to serve the freedom movement and to serve you more than ever before this year. One of the things I want to try and do, and I'm asking for your help, it's what I really need your help with this one. One of the things I think I can serve with is doing public speaking. I'm not looking to make money. I'm not looking to earn any money. I'm just looking to get out there, get a message out there, invigorate you, get among your people. So if you have any groups that are near you that are looking for speakers, if you could please keep me in mind. I have a bio on my website, freedomsdisciple.com. If you look up, if you just see the top, it has public speaking. Send that page to them or copy that page and send it to them. Just please to keep me in mind. It's something I really want to find ways to serve you. So any help you can provide on that, I'd really appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk about your economy because there's been a lot of interesting economic news over the last couple of weeks and a lot of commentators are kind of looking rather foolish. Thank you and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.